Welcome to a special bonus episode of Rework. I hope y'all are having a good summer. If all is going to plan, I am on a beach somewhere and not checking my phone. But, you know, I thought I'd toss something in the feed while we're on this short break. This is a conversation I had with my colleague Michelle Harjani about the bubble up feature in Hey, which is basically a way to hide emails and then have them pop back up in your inbox when they're more relevant. If you've ever wanted a closer look at how we design features here at 37 Signals, I think you'll really dig our conversation, and I hope to do more bonuses like this in the future. So enjoy. Michelle, do you want to quickly introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm a senior product designer at 37 Signals, and I work on Hey.
Well, fantastic. And this week, we're going to do a sort of loosey-goosey conversation, a deep dive into a brand new feature called Bubble Up, which you worked on. Is that right?
Yes.
So to start off, do you want to tell me how like the pitch process goes? Does Jason come to you with this idea? How does that work?
That's an interesting question. So Jason, along with a few members of our product leadership team, they get together and have a series of pitches and amongst themselves decide which projects we get to work on the following cycle. So for cycle two this year, Bubble Up was one of our features for Hey. So it started with this idea that Hey is missing a snooze feature. Mm-hmm. I know Set Aside is similar to that, but it's not quite right, where you have something that you want to reference. It's out of sight until a certain time, but then it's on you to go back to it. And I think the difference with Bubble Up is that it comes back to you. So it'll just pop in your inbox exactly when you want it to be.
Yeah.
And this would be great for when you have travel reservations. Like, I have a flight on Friday. And so Friday morning, this email will just appear at the top of my inbox, like in the boarding pass reservations. With Set Aside, things just over time get collected in there and you have to go searching for it. Personally, when I use Set Aside, I mark things as Set Aside, but I just never go back to them. So with Bubble Up, I don't have to go back to them. It comes back to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I was doing the same thing. I would use Set Aside for concert tickets and things like that. Yeah. And just my Set Aside list is enormous.
Oh, we have some ideas on how to improve Set Aside, but before we get to that, we're like, let's introduce Bubble Up.
Oh, okay, listeners, stay tuned for a later bonus episode about how we fix Set Aside. Well, fantastic. Okay, so this team brings the idea to the Hey team. And how big is your group? Are you just one designer and one developer? Or is it two and one?
For Bubble Up, it's one designer, one developer. So I work with Kevin on the web team. And actually on this cycle, I worked on the mobile side too. So I work with Jirka and Dennis on Android and iOS.
Oh, wow.
It was fun.
This is busy.
Yeah, I got to work across platforms. when we started, Bubble Up had a 4-week appetite on web. So our cycles are 6 weeks long. So the first 4 weeks were focused on web, and then I would transition over to working on mobile, and then we launched during the cooldown, which
gotcha.
Is the
okay.
2 weeks after the 6 weeks.
Yeah, cycle. Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Cool. So did mobile take a little bit longer than the allotted 2 weeks?
Not really. I think we just wanted to make sure we get it right before we launched. Mm-hmm. We shipped internally to our team the first week of the cooldown and fixed any remaining bugs, introduced enhancements, and then we shipped to customers on the second week of the cooldown when we knew that like this is going right. But we also had summer hours, so with less...
Our weeks are a little shorter.
Much shorter.
And I'm assuming you were traveling during this time as well, right?
No.
This is a
whole
constant
time.
State.
I was in Vancouver the whole time.
Really? Okay.
Until the last week of the cooldown, I decided to travel to Amsterdam and visit my sister. Uh-huh. So when we launched this, I was at the airport.
Oh, that's exciting.
It was perfect because as the feature launched, again, the example of the travel reservation, this was an airline I took that did not have a boarding pass and Apple Wallet. I was able to bubble up my boarding pass and use it it just shipped and it was perfect.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. Okay, well, we'll get to launch in a little bit. So what sort of materials are you given from the pitch? Well, I've talked to Jason a lot about these giant sort of messy sketches he makes. Is it more formed than that? Is there HTML that you can look at?
So he defines the problem and the core elements of a solution and would include fat marker sketches. We have the answer to, like, where does this fit? How do you get to it? What are the key components and interactions, and where does it go? It isn't specific. It isn't concrete. It's somewhere in the middle. There's a lot of space that we get to decide later on what we want it to look like and how it works. And I think for Bubble Up, there was even like a on the shaped doc that we start with, which is the initial pitch that Jason uses for the betting table, which later on becomes our kickoff document to the team on what is Bubble Up and what are we going to be working on. There was some specific ones, like, we know where we want to access Bubble Up from, like the Hey menu, your Bubble Up. But then there were some other points he made, like, we don't know the exact location of this UI. It's TBD. Like, we don't know where we would access Bubble Up. We know that we can access the page, but how do you bubble up an email? And there were a few ideas. He didn't include that in the shape doc. What happened actually on the first week of the project was we met as a design team. We have a weekly call every Tuesday, and we get together and we get to riff on ideas. So during that first week, we talked about, everyone had, you know, spitball ideas. Where could you start to bubble up an email? You know, what is this? And the whole design team started, you know, just, we really riffed and came up with some good ideas with, like, what options make sense, you know, tomorrow, as I want to bubble up this email and see it, like, later today, tomorrow, next week, next weekend. There were so many options, and eventually kind of dialed it down. But during that riff, I pitched this idea of Surprise Me.
Yeah, Surprise Me is fun, right? That's awesome.
Right then and there, they're like, yes, this is, you know, fun and quirky and exactly what, you know, Hey is like. So let's include that.
So explain what happens when you bubble up an email. You have some options, right?
Yes. So when you bubble up an email, a pop-up menu appears with a few options. When do you want this to float back up to your inbox? And we have preset times, like later today, which is week 6 p.m., tomorrow, 8 a.m., this weekend, which is Saturday, 8 a.m., next week, Monday, 8 a.m., and a Surprise Me option, as well as a pick a date. So you get to decide when. I mean, we open a date picker. And from there, the email just moves into what we call, like, will bubble up. It's a separate screen accessible from, Hey, your bubble up, but it's out of sight. And then at the scheduled time, let's say we did it later today, 6 p.m., then at 6 p.m. today, it will go back to your inbox in a new section called Bubbled Up. Mm-hmm. So it's right there in your face, and it stays there until you pop it. Really wanted to go all in on this bubble theme. So there are bubble icons. We use copy like float, and we have pop as an action, and it animates too if you're on the web.
As I understand it, pop came a little bit later, right? That was
it. Did
an idea that was born out of, well, I don't know, should this email disappear?
Yes.
Can you explain, like, running into that into that problem?
This was a 4-week project on web, and at the end of our second week, I had a mid-cycle check-in with Jason, and I proposed there are two ways of how we could dismiss an email. So when we bubble up an email and it gets into the queue, the idea for pop already existed for the emails that lived in the will bubble up screen. So that part, the pop idea was there. But then at the scheduled time, it goes to the inbox. How should that behave? Should we pop it as well and match will bubble up? Or should an email match new for use behavior, where once you open the email, you've read it, it automatically goes into the previously seen section? So there were, like, two ideas, and we didn't want to make the call right away on which way to go, but that was a call I pitched. I was like, look at all these bubbles, what do you think? And he's like, wow, you really went, like, all in on this theme, and, like, he loved it. So it's like, we liked the idea of pop, but it was an interesting idea, different from the original pitch. So he's like, let's you know, think about it and sleep on it. And then, so I wrote it up. I wrote up a walkthrough of, here's, you know, our current flow and our proposed interactions. And sleep on it. And then the next day came back with, you know, fresh perspective. And we're like, yes, let's do that. Let's, you know, go in with pop. And that was week 2. So week 3, we're like, okay, we know we want to pop now. How can we improve the interaction? And then that's when we started playing more with UI and later on introducing animation, experimenting mm-hmm. with sound, which didn't make the cut to what ship, but we experimented. it was fun.
Oh, well, I mean, I need an example. This is an audio medium. So what kind of sounds were pitched here?
I looked at a lot of different libraries, and then I realized I don't want to deal with the licensing and subscriptions. So I recorded something in GarageBand and edited it. It's like a 1 second clip, and it just, I think it would be really cool to introduce this because we have the clip already. We just need to implement it. We don't have sound yet on Hey, so this would have been an entirely new thing to start including audio. And
well, Michelle, obviously, can you send that file to me?
I will.
Thank you.
It was a one take recording, and I was like, okay, it worked. I'll send it to you. It was a one take pop, and
that's all you need.
Yeah.
I actually experimented with this a little bit. Was it in Basecamp? This is years and years ago. I bought a bunch of like carabiners and things. I was thinking like alert sounds could be ropes going through like climbing equipment and stuff like that. It was really fun. I was just like, oh, maybe I do want to get into Foley work now. Can you think of any other like design challenges that popped up during the development of Bubble Up? Roadblocks you ran into? Anything that maybe you didn't expect to pop up?
There was a interesting idea. I call it a puzzle at the 11th hour. We were in week 6. So like a web's already been finalized. Mobile team is working on the final tweaks. And we're ready to ship this. And then we just thought about what happens when you have an email that's bubbled up and you reply to it. Are you done? Meaning it should move back into previously seen? Or do you need to explicitly pop it? And it's interesting because it's pinned, but do we want to keep it pinned until you're done with it? Or do we just assume you've replied to it instead of you having that extra option? I call it the puzzle at the 11th hour. We decided that the safer option was to keep it in bubbled up and mm-hmm. you get the joy of seeing it pop. Then when you click pop, rather than assume that you're done with it and it just drops down to previously seen.
How much more work would it have been to change the behavior? Was part of this decision like, I mean, we can just launch like this, right?
So we could launch with what we have and then change it. It would be harder to change it and then roll back and say, actually, this is not how it works.
Right.
So yeah, we went with the safer option for this.
Absolutely. That is a theme at 37 Signals.
Yes. Even just yesterday on our web campfire, one of our programmers ran into this and was like, wait a minute, why didn't it pop for me? I expected it to. And we're like, yes, we know we would be right 50% of the time.
And yeah, so, I saw Jason posting. This was a 50-50 decision anyway.
So that's the puzzle at the 11th hour.
Oh, that's always fun. So when something like that does crop up, when you say we decided, what does that meeting look like? What do these design meetings look like?
It was not a meeting. It was all in campfire. Jason had this question and I responded to it. Other mobile programmers responded to it. And I think we just knew that either option would have worked and we would have been okay with it. Mm-hmm. But let's go with the safer option to start and then we can change it later.
It's funny to think that like, the focus group, the testers, are just the people in Basecamp. You know, like we don't have any sort of soft releases to 30% of customers or something. It's really interesting that like the feedback you get is directly in the campfire from Jason or something.
Yes, we had this feature working in beta and around week 4 or 5. So we mm-hmm. could already start testing it. And then when we launched ourselves on the first week of the cooldown, it was also just to make sure that mobile would be okay now that it's in production, but no one can see it unless you're our team. And it was like a softer launch. And then when we rolled out, it was less pressure because we've already been using it for a while and we know the quirks. And it's interesting. We all use emails differently, like that little puzzle at the 11th hour. I didn't come up with that. I didn't run into that because I hardly ever reply to emails. To me, they're all no, meaning all my emails, like, are travel reservations and hotel bookings, right. And like, I don't reply to those.
They're not from people.
They're from automated software. When Jason runs into this and he's like, you have to reply, and then I think Ollie ran into it as well, I'm like, that's right, people do use, we have reply later. You could use it as bubble up, and you know, it's there in your face, then you reply to it and then you pop it. But I didn't run into that. I tested so much because I don't reply to automated emails.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay. Well, now Bubble Up is out in the world. Is there anything based on, I mean, have you gotten any feedback from customers? I'm sure we must have heard some things, right?
We got so much feedback. It was amazing. So actually, when we ship a feature, the designer working on it would then monitor the feedback we get in Help Scout, so anyone replying to support, and Twitter as well, to see what questions are getting asked, what are the top requests. I monitored that for about a week, and then I waited a few weeks after launch, and I reviewed again, like, what have, you know, has anything changed now that it's been out a few weeks? People have been using it more. There was so much love for this.
Oh, that's great.
And it was just really, really cool to see. When we actually, as part of the kickoff doc Jason shared, he wrote, and the last line was, we expect this to be a fan favorite, and just to see all the responses. So I think a day after Bubble Up launched, I worked on this doc I called Top Requests and Lots of Love. And it was the top two requests we've been hearing for customers. One of them we knew would be a top request was custom timing. And we had that as a separate scope, as a separate enhancement. We're like, after launch, this could be something we could come back to. Notifications is something we also want to include. Like, if an email's bubbled up, to be able to get a push notification for it would have been cool to add. And that's something, again, we would like to add as an enhancement. And then there's another one, which I will leave out today because I know it's something that is getting pitched shortly, and I would like to surprise and delight.
Oh, fantastic.
And not spoil it too early, but I think it's cool that one of the top requests for that is something Jason's already working on. He's like, yeah, we had this on the drawing board and now we want to come back to it.
Well, I think that's great. Michelle, thank you so much for coming on. And whatever you're working on next, we'll have you on again as soon as it's out there in the public.
Okay. Thank you, Sean.
Absolutely. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you found this kind of deep dive into feature development interesting, let me know on Twitter at Rework Podcast. The proper Rework episodes will be back in September, and I'll see you then.